This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Between the first round election and the runoffs tomorrow, the Senate candidates in Georgia have raised a total of $452 million. Yes, nearly half a billion dollars for two seats. Mainly that's advertising money. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
About half a billion dollars in ad time has been bought for the Georgia runoffs.
Georgia, we're the firewall. This is the battle.
For the first time in 4 years, we're feeling hope.
Purdue delivered.
I'm Raphael Warnock, and we approve this message.
It's relentless, says Amy Steigerwaltz, a political scientist at Georgia State University.
The airwaves are literally saturated. There are no other ads running on any show, on any station right now.
While the Democratic candidates have raised more from small donations, Republicans have the edge with outside spending by political action committees. But most minds are already made up, says Emory University political scientist Bernard Fraga, so it's not clear how effective advertising will be.
If, you know, there's ever been a contest where it's more about turning out the base instead of trying to persuade the other side, it's this runoff election.
And no one's actually sure how much money Get Out the Vote organizations are raising. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.